Okay.
Hello, everyone.
How we doing?
This is Charles.
This is JJ.
This is Tomatoes Media Junkies.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
One and all.
One and all.
So, plenty to talk about today.
The big thing. I've been playing.
You wanna jump right into that?
I've been
gonna jump right into like a little.
I've been playing a little game called Elden Ring. Not sure if you haven't heard of it.
Yeah, not sure if you heard of it. Very small, very very indie.
Yeah, you know this company. They're kind of new. No,
They're from somewhere.
They're from somewhere.
From heart.
They deal with a lot of software.
It's from software.
Y'all know.
I'm sure you've been playing it. Everyone's been playing.
I'm addicted. I can't get enough of it. So I haven't finished it, and honestly, I think there are a very small amount of people who have actually finished it.
I think Jesse said obviously trophies are only from the PlayStation, but I think it was that 0.1% of the people who got the trophy for the final boss.
0.3% the final boss.
Yeah, final boss.
Yeah, the final boss was like 0.1% on PlayStation that have like actually beat them, so it's not a lot.
Yeah, I'm not really looking to beat it until I explore more of it.
Me neither. I put like almost 30 hours into this game, and I'm only in like maybe the third area, and there's plenty more to go through, plus the whole other map thing, which I don't want to spoil for anyone who hasn't played it yet.
I unfortunately haven't gotten to play as much as I wanted to this week. A lot of stuff came up, but the last 2 days, I put in like 10 hours each day at least.
Oh my God. What do you think so far?
I like it. It's from a game.
Cool. He likes it. Everyone, he likes it. Go out and get it.
I don't know if I'm as... I don't think it's a perfect game.
Mm-hmm. What are your issues?
I like it a lot, so I think I'm going to insult it. I'd give it a 8 point... No, no. A 9 out of 10. A 9. Yeah, a 9 out of 10.
What are your biggest issues with it?
I mean, all of the issues with this game are going to be one of those personal preference issues. Like, mm-hmm. It's not like there's no point of this game that's like, this is bad. It's, I don't like this. Someone else likes it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the combat, I wish it had the old, I mean, this might even be an item for it, but I love Bloodborne.
Mm-hmm.
I like the whole, you get hit, you're missing a chunk of health, but if you get aggressive enough, you can get that health back.
Oh, yeah, that is very specific to Bloodborne.
Yes,
yeah,
so that's a Bloodborne specific, but the rolling, it feels like you can play like Bloodborne or Dark Souls in this one a little more. Mm-hmm. Like, the rolling's a little bit better.
Yeah, it definitely feels a little better. And there's, like, I feel like the jumping mechanic makes you feel a little bit lighter.
Yeah, jumping is very nice, because I remember I pulled a Hunt Showdown. The jogs were chasing me, so I just jumped up on top of, like, a little ledge and then threw fireballs down on them.
Nice. Oh, yeah, because you're playing a Faith build, so yes. You can just
Faith strength
chuck out them fires.
While you are playing?
Basically all intelligence. I'm a mage.
Smart boy.
I go into mind and intelligence, so I have enough mana that I can chuck around my
super
spells. If I'm getting hit, I'm playing it wrong. So I'm like, I've got like maybe 15 into vigor, which is health, and that's where I'm staying.
I'm not that high in vigor myself, but like you said, if you're
you don't
hit,
need to. If they can't get to you, then what's the point? As long as I can hit like a truck, you know, I win every time.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, PvP struggles a little bit. If you can catch them off guard, but I also don't have the full kit that I want as, like, my mage sorcerer to be able to deal with everyone yet.
Well, fun fact about this game compared to the other Dark Souls and PvP, you can't get randomly invaded when you're by yourself.
Yeah.
Like, it's impossible to get invaded.
No, you have to be with somebody, right?
You have to be with someone, or, which Jesse didn't even know about this, I didn't even tell him about the item you get from it, at the round table. If you walk forward, there's a little balcony you can look over.
Mm-hmm.
If you jump off the balcony...
Yeah, if I fought that guy.
Yeah.
I haven't beaten him.
Once you kill him,
mm-hmm.
he drops a tongue.
Oh, what does that do? Is it a consumable, or is it like the other multiplayer?
You can use it infinitely like multiplayer stuff, but mm-hmm. it does a few things. One, it lets you get invaded even when you're by yourself.
Oh.
It's basically a PvP weapon. If you like PvP, it's for that.
Oh, that's for Jesse, then.
It does two things. The major one is if you're by yourself, you can get invaded.
Uh-huh.
And two, normally the game's set up so you have up to you and two other people on your team, and then one person can invade.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 3 max party with a 1 wiggle room for an invader. It removes one of the co-op people and adds it to the versus
like
aspect of
if
it.
You have two co-op companions and somebody invades you, they make the other person go to the other team.
No. It's just only you can only have one person with you.
Okay.
So like,
oh, so you're
it removes
two
the whole
one.
Slot. Yeah. It's 2v2.
2v2. Then who would be the second one with you?
Like, let's say I invite you. I can invite you, and then I can invite Jesse. That's normal. Yeah. And then one person can invade.
Yeah.
From now on, I can only invite you.
Uh-huh.
You can't invite a third person, but you can now have two invaders. So it's still four people on the map.
Oh, I see. So two invaders can join in at the same time.
Yeah, at the same time. So you can have two invaders running around.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Because all the other Dark Souls games, you could get invaded whenever. Yeah. This one, you can't get invaded unless you have someone with you.
There are NPC invaders that you get when you're alone, yeah. Regardless.
But those usually you can also get items from. And
yeah, yeah. Those are like important actual NPC characters to fight. But I'm loving the game so far. I also really like, so, you know, all of the Dark Souls games that I've played so far have always been like tanky sword guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like very Dark Souls combat oriented, you know, like the shield and sword combo stuff. For me, I was not rolling as much with just using my shield. This one, I went completely different route, just doing the magic, so it feels like a brand new experience for me. Mm-hmm. Even though it is the typical Dark Souls magic, there are more of it, and I've never played it, so it feels like a brand new experience.
Weirdly enough, I never use magic in Dark Souls, Bloodborne.
Yeah, I've literally never touched it. Literally, it's always been sword for me. Yeah. So I wanted to go into this being almost like, like, I know this is Dark Souls, but I've never done this thing, so it feels completely brand new to me, and it's a better mechanic now than it's ever been, so I can go back later on and do the sword and whatnot. But what is cool about playing a mage, I think, is that the sub-story of you, of becoming a mage, is going out and finding all of these different spells.
Spell tomes.
Because it's kind of like, you know, when you do it the other way and you're playing the typical Dark Souls melee combat, you go out and you basically try to get your, like, one weapon and your, like, one armor set. This is like you're actually going out to learn the spells.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like that, where it's like, I am looking to get bigger and better spells, and, like, you either randomly find it or you go on this, like, mission to find that specific spell, which is kind of cool.
My selection of my character wasn't as grand as that. I was like, oh, cool. That subclass looks cool. At the beginning, picking classes, I was like, hey, that reminds me of something Bloodborne. I'll pick that. Faith and strength. Huh? Okay, I guess I'll go faith build. And then,
and here we are today.
Yep, just
flinging fireballs.
Throwing fireballs, healing.
You'll eventually get a cool magic thing, too, where, like, a big dragon head comes out of you and you breathe fire.
You actually need both faith and magic for that.
Oh, you need both? How much intelligence?
Faith, intelligence. I think it's, like, 19 of each. 19? Something weird. It's, like, a good chunk of each. Which,
that's kind of a lot.
And I kind of don't want
to
commit to that.
I'm pretty big on min-maxing, which is why I don't waste.
I've never been a min-maxer.
I try to get the most value as I can.
No, I'd rather struggle a little more and then just do it the way I want to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't harp on you for doing that. I just specifically try to do as much into one or two things. But that's me. That's the great thing about Elden Ring. You can do whatever you want. There's a lot of different variety.
You want to be a waste of skin, you can be a wretch.
Yeah, you
start
could.
Start with nothing.
You could start with nothing.
But then again, it's a nice even spread on everything.
It is.
But then again,
but down the line, it kind of screws you if you're min-maxing, because then you're like, you're committed to those points. Like, on the other builds, you'll see that are like sub 10, like even 7, I think, is the lowest I've seen. And that works for a min-maxer.
Yeah, well, maybe I want to be the best waste of skin I can be, and I'll put every point eventually into each, go down the row and just perfect spread the entire game.
Oh, my. I mean, later on, like late game, that would be ideal. That would be nice if you just kept going.
I don't know. You can
do
whatever
you want.
You wouldn't be able to do anything, though, because I don't think you'll ever have enough points to get, like, equip the weapons that you want or the...
You'd need to do the ones that you want to do first and then go in instead.
No, just waste your skin the whole way.
You're just going 1-1-1-1-1 and then start from back from the top and go 1-1-1-1-1.
Might try that event down the road and see how terrible that is. But...
It's going to be absolute shit for you. Can't
use
anything.
Can I equip this weapon? No.
No.
Can I use this? No.
You just call him Jack.
I'll just have double crossbows and just be like...
Can you do double crossbows?
I don't think so, but...
That would be insane. I did see somebody do, like, a pure archer build, which was really interesting. You have a short bow and a long bow. Most of the time, you're using the short bow.
Animals.
Yeah, it's animals.
But, yeah, they do give you, really, the option to just do whatever you want.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weapon varieties in this game.
It's more than it's ever been, I know that.
Dagger, short sword, or... Dagger, short sword.
Whip?
They have...
The hell?
Well, they had that in Bloodborne.
Did they? Yeah. Well, in Bloodborne, but never in, like, a Dark Souls.
I think they did. In the third one?
Well, in Bloodborne, you had the cane whip.
No, even in Dark Souls. I thought
did they? I don't remember. Maybe I never had that weapon, so it's possible that they did.
They have spears, double-sided spears,
mm-hmm.
shields, big shields.
Staves. Staves, I think that's what they call them.
Fire torches. Mm-hmm. They can poke people.
I always use a fire torch. It's really nice to have in your offhand. Lights the way, and you can set people on fire.
I just use a regular torch for that. I don't need a spear torch.
Spear torch?
Oh, no, I'm talking about, like, a torch on a long spear.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's called, like, a torch pike or something like that.
Oh, I need spear. That, then.
Yeah. You can poke just things in from
my
a
left
distance.
Hand. Just... Like, because, like, I'm magic, just have it in my left hand and be like, no, get away.
Yeah, it's like, it goes out way ahead of you. Like, you hold it like a staff.
I have to find that thing.
There's a few things in this game I question why they did it.
Uh-huh.
I understand why. Light but, on like, me. Like, the cool parts, I mean, it adds to the cool experience of getting teleported to new areas sometimes when you open a chest.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one chest that teleports you to an area where they have enemies that just shoot, like, six homing.
Are you talking about the crystal tunnels, the one I was warning you about?
Yes,
the prawns?
The crawdaddy boys.
Yeah, crawdaddies.
Actually,
oh,
no, they're prawny.
They're prawns.
Long legs, centipedes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hate those things. They probably are right now, as where I am, my least favorite enemy.
They home in on you.
I know.
And what if you went to that place at, like, level 4? Like, I was lucky. I played through a while, and I didn't explore. I was exploring areas I shouldn't been in earlier. Yeah. Like, I was in, like...
We all do that, by accident.
No, I was... I got there and I was like, I can kill a few of these things if I do some stuff, so I'm just going to sit here and do this, and then explore around and get my ass kicked. So I got to, like, level 40 before I actually even hit that room. If I was level 2 or something, I'd be getting one shot, and you can't leave until you rest at a bonfire.
So I know.
So you have to try to run past them, but they also have homing shots.
But yeah, and, like, the tunnel to get to the bonfire, or the site of grace, is, like, down a tunnel where he can obviously see you, so they'll just... be shooting. The only way
to
get around it,
like, constantly roll.
Well, no, the best way, because I did that area for a while because I was getting stuck with that one prawn on top of you. You gotta kill the guys in front of you coming out, and then crouch walk, and then crouch walk.
But if you were level
tunnel.
1, you wouldn't even be able to kill them.
No, you wouldn't. There's absolutely. And then if you didn't have range, how would you even deal with that guy?
I just sprinted down.
That's
the tunnel.
The only other way.
Even then, I had to, like, roll like a madman to just avoid all of the
shots.
It
is pretty funny, though, that a chest will, like, trap you into an
area. I love the idea. It's just very odd that, and it was, like, very close to the beginning of the game.
It's pretty close, yeah. You could end up there by accident real easily.
Which I don't have a problem with
if
you died,
but... Not as early as, like, would, like, really screw you. I at least had a few spells under my belt. But I was only, like, maybe level 15, 20 when I hit it. And I was really struggling with that guy, because there's two of them right there.
Yeah, and then there's a third one hidden in the back.
Yeah. So, you know, God forbid you aggro that guy, too. Mm-hmm. But it is pretty funny, because you're like, ooh, piece of candy, like, open up the chest, and then, sorry.
It does help reading the people's signs, even though half of them tell you to jump off cliffs.
Yeah.
If they're in front of a chest, they're usually pretty good to be, like, no trap, and then... I've opened it, and I've actually been pretty good, and there's been no traps.
So, I read a lot of the messages, but, like, not, like, as I'm just exploring. It's specific for, like, when I'm in areas, especially, like, the legacy dungeons and stuff like that, or just, like, a shifty corner, right? And there's a message right there that'll either tell you a lot of the times, like, be wary left, be wary right. And because I'm Magic Boy, these help me a lot because I cannot get hit, you know? So, like, I know where the enemy is going to be coming from.
You don't even need to read it a lot of times. If you just see him...
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
See the signs,
like
right
I know
the corner,
something's
like,
suspicious there.
That, or you see, like, a message surrounded by, like, 7 blood pools of people that died.
Yeah, and you know,
like,
something
killed a lot of people in this area. I don't see anything yet, so that means something's about to attack me.
I will also say something that I really like what this game did that I always have struggled with open world games. I get very overwhelmed in open world games, like having a bunch of quests. To me, makes my brain go crazy because I'm like, I gotta be doing this one. I gotta go do this one. But what if I do this one and it has, like, you know, an item that I would want? It's just my brain, like, not being able to, like, focus on one thing. Like, I'm already scatterbrained playing a lot of games. So this one, for me, they don't have quests that work like that. There's no quest log. You either run into stuff, like, that are bosses and you're like, oh, I'm gonna try to beat this thing. Or there are quest lines that you just kind of, if you're paying attention what the NPCs are telling you, you have to go and kind of figure out this quest line for yourself.
Like, there's this one girl who's like, oh, my father's in the castle up ahead. You know, he might have, if you talk to him, can you just let him know I'm all right?
Yeah.
And like, when I found him with Kick, he was like up hiding behind boxes and stuff. He's like,
yeah.
And I was like, who the hell is this person? He's like, oh, hey, so it's my daughter was looking for me, huh? I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot you were even in here. I was just battling my way through here and I found you.
He's like, all right. That's the guy.
Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, I like how organic it works. Like, I don't have to really worry about having to complete anything. Like, you obviously know the main thing is to go beat these big bosses, but A, they don't really tell you where they are. You can kind of guess where they are pretty easily.
They have the for the main bosses, they have the bonfires that kind of point in the direction.
No, that's what I mean. Like, you can puzzle it out. It's not hard, but there's no, like, big marker telling you to go here, do this. It's true. Like, you know, in the first area, you know the guys up in the castle. There are a few people that tell you you need to go beat the guy in the castle.
There's an asshole up there.
And then after that, there's not, like, you kind of know, like, where. Like, by looking at the map, you're like, there's something in there. Like, but I have never been told directly that this is the person you need to go fight as your second big boss.
There is one guy in the round table.
Mm-hmm.
He's inside the bookcase. Once you kill one of the main Elden Lords, he's sitting there and he'll tell you, like, he's got everyone listed out and he's like, oh yeah, this guy's in this area.
Oh, like, cool. I haven't even gotten
like, it doesn't
that.
Do the whole put a marker on the thing, but he'll be like, oh, this guy. And then you click on his name. It's like, oh, here's a little excerpt about him. He's in the plains of whatever. And he's like, oh, the place has been rotting out pretty bad, so they're probably on the run. So he might be on the run with them out in that area.
Yeah, he's somewhere over there.
Yeah.
No, I do really like the way that it's set up.
And then this game makes it so you only need to kill two of the Elden Lords to fight the final boss, apparently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like, it's like, you gotta beat two of them to, like, meet the minimum requirements to beat it, but there's, like, I think five of them total?
Five big bosses?
Five of the Elden Lords.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so the big bosses.
Yeah.
I think they're, like, the area bosses, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Like, there are, like, at least the regions that I've seen, there's at least four or five that I've seen.
They have the pieces, people who have the pieces of the rings, the great runes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then, so what was it? There are 83 bosses in this game.
That includes just, like, field bosses, though, which are kind of just, like, big beefy boys.
And how many of them were original? I think it was, like, 76 or something like that.
Something like that. I know, because there are original. There's some clone boys in there.
There are some clone boys, but it's not a lot of them.
No.
Which is pretty cool. But yeah, Elden Ring, for me, one of my favorite games to ever come out. Like, I can't say that
favorite of
as
the Soul
a fact.
Series or
Soul Series, for sure.
I still like Bloodborne more.
Bloodborne's great. Don't get me wrong. This is tickling a fancy, though, that it's like everything I want in a Souls game.
I don't know if it's because
I'm playing
still
Magic.
Bloodborne's my number one, but that's not saying this isn't an absolutely fantastic game that'll probably win Game of the Year.
Probably. If it doesn't, I'll be very surprised.
Yeah, the only one that I can see foresee knocking out of place, if it comes out, which I'm still not convinced that it is maybe God of War when it comes out at the end of the year, if it comes out.
Yeah.
And poor Horizon Zero Dawn, or Horizon in general, the Horizon by Guerrilla.
Horizon Forbidden West.
Just Horizon, Guerrilla and just Horizon in general, they've been getting fucked.
Why?
Last time it came out,
Legend
of Zelda came out.
I see. You're saying, time, like, the way that they structure when their game is coming out?
Yeah, like, they have no
They're
choice.
Being overshadowed a little bit.
A little bit. Last time it was Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
And this time it's Elden Ring. Elden Ring.
Yeah. Which sucks because, you know, they're really good.
Yeah, that, like, they're amazing games.
But people that play them know that they're good. It's not sure. Like they're...
And they are different enough where, like, if you like Elden Ring, or if you don't like Souls games, Horizon's gonna be the one you go to.
Yeah.
It's a very different game. Very, very different game.
Let's be honest, this type of game is not for everyone.
No, like I was saying, there's a few things I have problems with it. I know there's people who probably don't like the entire game at all. I've heard about some people that have played, like, 10 minutes of them, they're like, this is stupid. Combat's lame.
That's, like, not even enough time to really, like, understand the game.
Yep. But guess what? That's how I was back with Dark Souls 1.
Yeah,
when it first came out, I was like, this is ass. I beat the first boss, and I was like, I don't want to do this. Or no, it wasn't even Dark Souls, it was Demon Souls 1. I beat that giant slug with shields on him. I forget his name, starts with a PH. Played it, got all the way to him, beat him, went outside, got my ass kicked by something else. I'm like, I've been playing for, like, 5 hours. I beat the first boss. I don't know what the fuck these people were thinking. And then many years later, Bloodborne, which made me go back and play them. And I'm like, I get it more. Bloodborne was definitely more approachable than any other one so far.
I think Bloodborne was the launching point for most people into Souls games. It was for me.
Yeah.
Like, I had always seen Dark Souls and been like, yeah, that looks really interesting, but I don't really know if that is for me. And then Bloodborne came out.
Because I also just love the whole Lovecraftian, like,
Cthulhu kind of
tentacle monsters from space. Space alien monster gods.
Hell yeah. I mean, Bloodborne was so unique in a lot of different ways, and it was challenging enough to where it tickled a lot of people's fancy for that that difficulty.
Yeah.
But
it wasn't as punishing like I was saying because before with the health.
I think the main people's problem with Dark Souls is that they are so aggressive and that you're not rewarded for that.
Yeah, the games, you got to be more, it's more of a strategize on how to beat it. Like, it's, all right, this guy does a lot of big swinging things, so I got to wait until he does a couple of those and then do it.
Because while Bloodborne, you do still have to take care of, like, trying to learn different enemies,
combos
and stuff. It's a lot more forgiving in that you could just go, and just start hitting them and be okay because you're getting your health back.
Yeah.
As long as you land your rolls.
With, in Bloodborne, for those who haven't played it, which, if you haven't,
what are you doing? Stop listening and go play right now.
When you get hit, about 3/4 of your health is still like a darker hue of red, but it's still there for a second. And if you manage to hit the boss, you get little chunks of that back. So if you go crazy and aggressive, you can get about 3/4 of your health back that you'd lost. Which is an excellent thing that... Go, get aggressive. Be crazy. Jump around like a crazy rat person. Like, it rewards you for going crazy and getting in there. Dark Souls is a little more... It rewards you for being smart and being more exact with your moves.
At least in the beginning.
Yeah.
Later on, once you become OP, it don't really matter because you can just one-hit most things.
Certain things.
I mean, certain things.
Just like if you take too many swings, they're going to just punish you by doing a crazy combo that...
Yeah, but like, by that time, I would hope that you've gotten a hang of the game and can kind of adjust. But especially, like, what I'm talking about is, like, early on in the game and, like, learning the mechanics. It's a lot easier for people to be aggressive and not die as much as you would in Dark Souls before you start getting the good gear.
Yeah, it's funny. In Elden Ring, the gameplay is probably my least favorite part of it. Like, I'd give it a 7, but, like, the art of it.
Oh my god, gorgeous.
Like, the graphics and the art.
I disagree with the gameplay.
I mean, it's not bad. It's just my least...
I know.
It's my least favorite of an amazing thing.
Yeah.
It's like having a delicious pizza, and one of the toppings is your third favorite topping. It's not your favorite thing on the pizza, but it's still a delicious pizza.
It's still a delicious pizza, and you're happy you're eating it.
Yeah, but the graphics, it's still running on the old... I think it's still running on the old engine. They didn't come up with any new engines.
Yeah, they didn't. But what they got out of that old engine for this, I was not expecting, to be honest. No. Like, it looks so nice. I know many people have said this, but it looks like a painting.
Yeah.
Like, far off in the distance that you can... Like, there's a specific moment I remember when I got to one of the areas, and there you're in this lake, and you look up, and there's this almost Hogwarts-looking kind of castle, and it's got, like, stars in the background, got the giant golden tree. I'm like, this is gorgeous. And then I'm thinking, I'm going to be up there and looking down, which is really cool.
Yeah, that you can just go pretty, like, much anywhere.
Yeah, it's not a, like, whole... separate area. Yeah, I mean, it is
just like a pretty thing in the distance that they made that just for art reasons.
Yeah, no, it's like, no, you're getting in that building. Most things you see, you can get into. Yeah.
And there's so many moments that they do in the game where it's just like you come through a door or you go through an area. They set it up perfectly where it's like, here's a new area. Take a quick look at all this beautiful area that you're going to be going to. Walk, push open two giant doors. You're just on the edge of a cliff, looking out on a beautiful area.
Yep.
And I thought it was really cheeky of them and funny. If you remember correctly, at the very beginning of the game, after you become, you first awaken, it's called something like Anticipation's Approach or something like that.
For what?
Like, it's just the area that you're in when you first
start. Oh, when you first, yeah.
It's called Anticipation something or something like that, like Anticipation's Approach or Unrelenting Anticipation, which I think they put that in there just because they knew everyone wanted to play it. So they're like, let's be cheeky little bastards and be like, oh, you're at the anticipation. You're anticipating
you
it, aren't
are
you?
Ready. Also, something that they do really cool with, like, the visual cues is that again, going back to the way that they tell their story and you progress and, like, accomplish things, like, when you get the look of the whole landscape, there are very specific things where you're going to be like, oh, I got to go over there and check that out. Like, it's not like you're getting a whole flat plane of just, like, just walking around and not really understanding things that you should be going to do, because the things that you end up doing are things that you see, and you're like, I have to go check that out.
Like, hey, there's a bunch of enemies over by that house. Why are they over there?
Why are they over there? Well, that's a new enemy. And they're then, like, then oh,
you
go
kill them. You kill them all. Yeah, let's kill all these enemies. And then, oh, there's a door over there.
Yeah,
where's this door lead? they're good at like putting an enemy or something in front of something, so that way you kind of like go to deal with that, and then you're like, oh, look, there's something over here.
Something they do that makes me laugh, and I hate it, but I love it. They fucking trick you every time you're in like a place, and like you'll see like an item, right? And you're like, ooh, item. So you go start walking, not realizing that like the angle that you're looking at the item at is like, and like the angle of like the corridor that you're in, they're like hiding somebody over here.
Yep.
So you're like anticipating to go to pick that up, not thinking about the ambush that's about to happen.
You never get anything for free. You either have to work by jumping to it or figuring out how to get to it, or you got to fight something to get it.
Yeah, and they usually like stick one in there knowing you're not going
to
see it.
Or they like to pull real sneakery and like put like an item in the middle of a big area, and you're like, all right, when I pick this up, I'm getting attacked. You walk over, pick it up, and then nothing happens.
Yeah.
It's only been a few times, but I had this one area. I was 100% sure it was going to be a boss fight. It was like a big open, like, it was outside on a castle, and it was a big open area, and the item's right in the middle of the area on a body. Picked it up.
And you're fine.
Nothing happened.
Well, there was one that got me where there was a chest where in front of the chest, the floor dropped. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that hasn't happened to me yet.
Yeah, well.
Oh, great. So I got have that fun to with look that.
It's only one that I've seen, though. So it's not like laid out everywhere, which is where they get you because they sprinkle it in there.
They don't do it all the same.
No,
every
it's not
time.
All the time. But yeah, I am enjoying the crap out of this game. I can't like give my full review, obviously, because honestly, I think this game is going to take me at least 60 plus hours to beat.
Yeah, no, easily.
Because I'm not just going off and doing just the main bosses. Like my build can't. As a mage, if you want all the things, you have to go out and explore and find them.
I just want to enjoy exploring.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I do enjoy the story of Souls games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll like go up and look up a video to enjoy it, but that's not why I'm playing a Souls game.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going around to explore. Well, this one is more of exploring, but I'm going around to look, see things, see if what I can find out myself. But exploring in this game is way more important to me than like, oh, I got to go beat the main bosses so I can get the story.
Because
you're not really going to get that even if you go kill the main bosses.
Yeah, you're right.
So, but bringing back, one thing that I was a little upset about in this game, but the more I thought about it, I understood, because I've been playing it. When you play multiplayer, you can't have your horses at the same time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So at first I was like, that's really dumb. You have to walk all the way across with your friends. One, I could see they want you to like play a little more. Two, the horse is pretty overpowered when you're on it.
Oh, yeah.
I've kicked the crap out of things by just cheesing it and like running circles.
Now imagine having like a horde of your friends
coming on the horses. If you have you and two other friends just spinning in a triangle around an enemy, wailing on it. I could totally see why they wouldn't want that, because you could cheese the hell out of
it. And, you know, it is kind of a different experience, because I do think this game gets way easier when you have somebody playing with you.
Oh, yeah. Because just to have them be able to pull the attention of an enemy away, just enough for you to heal even.
It's so much easier.
Just suck down a potion or something.
That being said, though, I think it is a different vibe when, so like that lake I was telling you, it's a large area, and if you summon somebody in, you're kind of huffing it the entire time. It's a way different vibe of you like just blowing through everything with the horse to try to find like sites of graces for like checkpoints, and then you can explore out from there. This is like, you're really like paying attention to like even the small groups of enemies, because now they're kind of in your way. Like, you can't just like run by them. I mean, you could, but you have to like way around. But yeah.
Sticking on multiplayer, it's definitely the easiest they've made it to like get into people's games. Like, we're having to use items to summon people in. The fact that you can just take two, I think the elder something flowers starts with an E.
The Elden flower?
Erd flowers.
Yeah. The yellow
one.
The
fact that it just takes two of those and you can make an item to summon a person.
And you get it back.
Only if you beat the boss.
Yeah, yeah.
But, the But they do that and a few other things just to
plus,
make it.
Plus, there are a lot of those flowers around to craft this thing.
They do that and like stuff like they block off certain areas that you can't go with teams because you got to go over. I wish they do that so that way it's more like in game lore. It makes sense. Like you got to do all this stuff to have people in. You can't go there because the bosses are like their powers preventing you. I wish they just go a little more video game on it and just let you drop in and out.
I mean,
let me just join a friend in progress. Let me
just
go anywhere.
Like wherever you want.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
I understand you want to make it like in game lore. Just, it's okay. No one's going to think your game's worse because you did that. In fact, I'd probably be a lot more happy that you did that. I just want to just join my friends.
Whenever you want.
And my biggest problem with this game, sorry, I don't know why. I was talking about this and it made me think of this. I hate that circle is run. And the left stick is to go into sneak mode.
Into sneak mode.
You know how many times I tried to run from an enemy and then gone into sneak mode? And then if you tried to hold the run button while in sneak mode, because you knew you messed up, you're kind of just speed sneaking. You got to like click the stick in again to get back up. So I'm slow crawling away from an enemy that just ends up hitting me.
See, that's just a mindset, Charlie.
No, there's so many buttons in this game that don't make any goddamn sense.
But all Souls games are circle for run.
I know they are, but it's wrong, and they need to get over it. I've also had times where I'm trying to, like, line myself up to run across, like, a cliff.
They've also have never had the sneak button before, so now it kind of makes a difference.
Yeah.
If you, like, because before pressing...
Yeah, it just didn't do anything. No. So it wasn't a problem then. But going into sneak mode, which slows you down...
Yeah.
...is my biggest problem. And, like, things like... Another problem with sprint being circle. I'm looking at a ledge. All right, in most games, I like to set myself up. I got to jump across to get to that. Which jumping is new in this game, so it's another reason why it's showing that circle's a bad run button. Line myself up perfectly. I like to usually hit the sprint button and then do it. But if you try to hit circle without moving, you jump backwards. So like normally I have to hold down the circle button and run, I'd hold down any sprint button and run first in the game and then jump. In this game, if you try to hold down the sprint button first, you're gonna backstep off cliffs. Which has happened to me multiple times.
Yep.
But other than that, it's been an amazing game.
It's so good. I actually want to just stop talking now and start playing some more Elden Ring.
Yeah, I was sitting at home like, man, do I really... I guess we should do this podcast. I could just play Elden Ring, though.
Could just play Elden Ring, Charlie.
But switching gears now. Mm-hmm. I think that. We'll
I think we've said enough.
We'll talk probably have
30
a little
minutes
more,
later.
Yeah, we'll probably have a little more to talk about next time once we get a few more bosses under our belts, play a little deeper.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you haven't played a lot of the Pokemon games recently, right?
No, I really haven't. Mostly, I have a thing with Pokemon, and I've told a lot of people about this. I really think they need to start stepping their game up more. I do like that they kind of try to change it up with, Arceus. I do like that they're trying to change things up now, and I think that's headed in a good direction for what they're trying to accomplish there. But when they're doing their normal Pokemon, like, game, it's always the same, and they're all super easy, unless you're playing online. I would like a Pokemon game that does two things. This needs to be accomplished for me to be happy, okay? I need a second game file. Why the fuck are we in 2022? And you can only use one save file. You have 3 starter Pokemon, for God's sake. That is just screaming for you to have different playthroughs without me having to delete a whole other playthrough that I might want to go back to later on.
Well, you get those. There's a lot of times you get those Pokemon later on, but...
No, I get that.
No,
but
there is no excuse
but,
for
it. Like, normally, when you play a Pokemon game, you have, like, a specific, like, amount of... Like, the Pokemon team that you play with is the Pokemon team that you're... gonna want to play with that entire game. What if I want to do another playthrough, but I don't want to get rid of that one? We're in 2022, people. Three game saves are at least like necessary.
Even Dark Souls.
Even Dark Souls,
from
man.
Software,
or Elden Ring. What are you doing? We need more game saves. Like it's easy to do, right? There's no way that they shouldn't be able to do this. I know I feel like I'm like very passionate about this. And that's because I am, goddammit.
That is one of the biggest things. It's like, especially with it being a family game, Nintendo's a family system.
That's what I mean. What do you got multiple people playing this game?
When I was younger, I had like, oh, my cousin's going to play Pokemon.
Yeah.
So I lent it to him, or let him play it, and deleted my file, oversaved it with theirs.
Tell me you weren't heartbroken.
I was heartbroken.
Exactly.
But yeah, like...
You know an easy way around this?
Two save files.
Two save files.
Even two.
Even just two. I don't even need the three. Bare minimum, two. Please. All right? Whew, man, I'm sweating. The other thing that I need from Pokemon games is a difficulty slider.
Okay, okay, cool.
Because I understand that there are brand new, like, beginner Pokemon trainers that are getting into it, and they're like a quote-unquote family game, right?
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
But for the people that have grown up with your games, we're now, like, in our 30s and 20s, you know?
Yeah.
Like...
People go, oh, Pokemon games are for kids, but no, no, no.
No, no, no.
They're for the people who've been playing them forever.
I was a goddamn kid when it started off.
Yeah, you want to get kids to play, sure,
yeah.
And have new people in, but
and I'll tell
also...
you right now that those Pokemon games that I grew up with are way harder than the ones that I'm playing now because they actually were paying attention mm-hmm. to, like, the actual, like, what you're supposed to be doing with Pokemon games are recognizing the type of Pokemon that you're up against and then choosing a Pokemon that can counter it. And then you have your moveset that you tailor.
Which is all evolved. Like, they've added so many different
right.
types.
Right. And with
since you've last played.
All those types now, you almost don't even really have to care about it. It really doesn't matter. Pick the Pokemon you want. Pick a goddamn Magikarp. And you can get through the whole game being a Magikarp.
I don't know about that now, but...
I've seen it done.
I do know what you mean. And yeah, I'm trying to remember which one it was. But there was one of the games where, like, if you try to get just to the Elite Four... They have five Pokemon at most when you could carry six total.
Yeah.
So it's like, how are these people the best and they don't even have a full roster?
That's what I mean. And, like, don't give me a Pokemon trainer out there that's got four Pidgeys. I don't need to fight four Pidgeys.
I mean, there are the children trainers. You know, I could see some dumbass little kids being
okay,
like,
maybe,
look at my birds.
Maybe a few that you can stomp along the way. I don't care about that. But like...
A more adult-oriented... Now, it doesn't have to be, like, you know, violent and bloody, but, like,
no,
you don't start off as a kid. You're just a Pokemon trainer in the world.
I would like somewhat of a challenge.
You lost your job, and you're like, fuck, all right, I guess I'm going to become a Pokemon trainer.
So become a Pokemon trainer.
Tired of working this, working in retail. Let's go be Pokemon trainers.
Yeah, where's that story? Where's the,
sad businessman. fighting
who,
to support
who
his family.
Lost everything, was like in the gutters, and like you got like a Pikachu that comes up to
hard
you.
Hard alcoholic,
like...
you're in the streets in a gutter. Just a Pokemon walks up to you. Hey, Pika Pika. You're right. I can turn my life around. Let's do this.
And there you go.
Or even if you just want to do even more adult theme stuff, like Pokemon being used for war.
Yeah.
You
something.
Know?
I there... mean, they'll probably never go that route. But what I need is just. I'm not even going to care about story for now, because that's also trash.
Yeah,
but
people aren't playing Pokemon for
no
a story
No one's playing
ever.
Pokemon for a story ever. I don't care about that. Give me a good, solid gameplay with two game files, and I'll be happy.
No, I can agree with that. Arceus, you probably didn't play it.
No.
They changed things up quite a bit. Like, it's actually,
I've heard,
like,
and I've seen it, and I'm
happy
about
that. You toss out your Pokemon, and you actually, you're still running around and standing there, and you could choose their attack battles.
I think that's a really cool idea.
So, the reason I brought this up is they're coming out with a new Pokemon game.
Uh-huh.
I'm surprised. It makes sense you haven't heard of it. We're going back to colors, apparently. It's Pokemon Scarlet and Violet.
Okay. Aren't they kind of close colors?
No. Violet's like a purple. Scarlet's like a red.
That's... Scarlet's like a deeper red,
sir,
isn't it?
It's different enough, all right?
Okay.
And this, all of the Pokemon, I don't know if you've known this, because like I said, you don't play a lot of Pokemon, but a lot of the
not
areas
anymore.
Are all, like, based on, like, areas in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, the British.
I do know that,
okay.
Yeah.
This one's supposed to be, like, Spain.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool. They're going, like, a little more...
A little spicy?
A little spicier. But they've just announced the game. It's coming out the end of this year, apparently.
Okay.
Even though Arceus just came out.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out a little bit towards the end of the year. They haven't released too much about it. Just like some pictures and stuff. They're saying that they're kind of mixing a little bit of Arceus in there.
Okay.
Where now it's everything's supposed to be like a one big world.
Okay.
Like, it's not just like, you know, you're on the trails and then you go into a town.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the town's like part of a forest and you kind of go into it. It's kind of a little more open worldy, as you can see from some of these. And the starting Pokemon. They've shown the first three.
Oh my god, I'm seeing the one already that you're showing me.
I want to see what your choice is.
I'm already with that one, whatever that is.
Sprigatito.
Oh wow, this is... what's Sprigatito?
Sprigatito.
Sprigatito, grass type. He looks
it's an
like
attention-seeking cat Pokemon. Capricious.
That is adorable.
Then there is Fococo, the fire alligator type.
Okay. It's also adorable. I love the, like, one tooth on its
one tooth on the top and two tooth on bottom. Then we also have the Donald Duck of the group. Quaxly.
Oh, I love
nice
it.
Nice little hair.
I love it, yeah.
Now, they do it all the time, so you never get truly surprised. Eventually, they'll show the second forms and then the final forms before it comes out. I need to see a little further in, but I don't know, man. I'm looking at Sprig.
The Sprigatito, if nothing changes, I don't even normally go with grass type Pokemon. Yeah, no. I'm usually water type all the way. That's adorable.
Yeah. Now, I've heard a lot of people are annoyed because there's been fox / cat Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they start off cute little cat like this and then they all follow the same path. They grow into furry bait. They just start standing up on two legs.
Now,
and
imagine if all it does is just gets cuter.
Well, it's just a tiny little puff cat.
Yeah, it just becomes like a puff ball.
But I can see them going down that route with this Pokemon, just looking at it.
Yeah, they better not ruin that.
Pink eyes, you know, it's going to stand up.
I have to see the second evolution.
I like crocodiles. I had Frowligator.
Yeah.
When, during the, what was
this one looks like it should belong in Donkey Kong.
Yeah, the Fococo, I think is his name.
I don't
know. Fire Gator, let's call him that.
Mm-hmm, Fire Gator.
When I first hear that, I'm like, oh, that's going to be awesome. Looks a little goofy.
He does look a little goofy.
I'm
kind of
looking for, like, a vicious fire alligator.
Yeah,
that
he doesn't
awesome.
Look vicious at all. Well, neither does the cat. But, I mean,
I'm hoping he evolves into, like, something a little cooler down the road. Like, Frowligator, like, Totodile was the
Frowligator. Yeah.
So
yeah.
He looked goofy as hell,
I'm
too.
Pretty sure that Fire Gator here is going to have a glow-up for, like, the third evolution.
I hope so. And then Quaxly just looks cool.
Quaxly just looks like the man.
He's giving me what's it called vibes, though. What was his name? The guy with the piece of grass that he held like a sword.
Oh, man, what is that guy's name? What an old Pokemon.
Feral? No, not Feral. That's the bird Pokemon. Wow, I cannot remember for the life of me.
I feel like it starts with an S, but maybe I'm wrong.
Either way, he reminds me of that. So I'm kind of having trouble seeing what he's going to turn into.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is he going to turn into a swan, maybe? Is he going to turn into Elvis with that hair?
He is a duck, is he not? They're saying Quaxly.
Yeah,
so
no,
he quacks.
He's the duck type. He's the earnest and tidy duck Pokemon.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Or is he going to be a nerd? Quaxly sounds like a nerd.
Watch him put, like, glasses on him later on.
And then, weirdly enough, depending on what game you start with,
uh-huh,
is what outfit you start with.
Okay.
So
wow.
So, it's a nice violet outfit. See, you can tell the difference between violet and scarlet.
Okay, yeah, I see now. They did go kind of like a brighter red with that scarlet.
Yeah, but that's gonna apparently at the end of this year that's supposed to be coming out.
I can't believe that that's already being churned out. They really okay. The maybe the third thing I have to say about Pokemon, I really wish they would stop treating this like Call of Duty.
It's actually they don't come out with one every year though.
It's like fairly often though. For like the games that they put out, there should be more involved.
Yeah, it's just they put a lot of filler out. It's actually been a long time since the last. I think when did Sword and Shield come out? 2019?
Possibly.
They come out with a lot of filler games. I like to call them Arceus. Mm-hmm. They have the remakes of Pearl and.
Oh yeah, I guess you're right about
it's
that.
A lot of like you know. It's a new game. It's a game that's
it's
like
new,
a remake
but it's not
it's
new.
Not
well,
full.
Arceus is new, but.
Yeah, but they tried to, like, they were seeing what, they were trying a whole bunch of new things to see what would stick.
Yeah I'll have to, I'll keep my eye on this Pokemon and see what I think. But for now, it's gonna be a hold.
You're gonna wait and see?
Yeah, I'm not gonna get hyped until I see what I want them to accomplish.
2019, Sword and Shield came out.
Oh yeah, so.
So it's about.
A little bit.
I mean, so. A
couple
know.
Years.
Speaking of Call of Duty, did you hear that they're. Not this year. This year they're still coming out with Modern Warfare.
I did hear that they're taking a break.
Yeah, next year.
Yeah,
they're
going to
take a break.
I don't play them. They're not my thing.
I enjoy them. I'm more of a single player person.
Yeah, same.
So
I
when
play
they
some
announced,
multiplayer games.
So when they announced like some of the Call of Duties were like, oh, we're not putting campaign in it anymore. I was like, every year you're coming out with a new one and you're not putting campaign. I'll see you next time.
Because some of the Call of Duty campaigns were pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoy them. They're fun little, you know, it's all like watching an action movie.
Yeah.
Playing an action movie.
Yeah, and they're pretty solid graphics.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, epic action scenes.
But Vanguard did not deliver at all, so They're kind of like, even though it was the number one selling game of last year.
Really?
Yes. But okay. Call of Duty's always like incredibly high selling.
Yeah, even I guess you're right.
But it didn't meet their projections. And they actually had problems with their own game, Call of Duty Warzone. A lot of people are just playing Warzone instead of playing Vanguard. Yeah. So they're like, maybe we should just put some time in between them. We can have Warzone like kind of fill in that in-between time.
Yeah, because people just keep playing that.
But they didn't want to leave them in a World War II setting. So that's why they're going to release... It's a Modern Warfare is the next one coming out. It's Modern Warfare 2, like the in the Modern Warfare series.
Okay.
So they're going to go more like modern fighting. Gotcha. And then take a break after that.
Gotcha.
Other than that...
There was like one more thing.
There's a few things. You got a few things. All right,
lay it on me.
Switching off of games. Fitting in perfectly last week with Crunchyroll.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you my Crunchyroll login, so you know you could try it out, feel it. I didn't realize that Funimation and Crunchyroll combined into one now.
What?
Yep, they have all of the things from Funimation have been added to Crunchyroll.
When did this happen?
It like finalized recently. The actual apparently this deal was happened a long time ago.
So is it just one umbrella company now? Or
yes, Crunchyroll pretty much has a stranglehold now on anime. Like,
so does Funimation just not exist? The app?
It still exists right now. I think they're going to be like phasing it out though. Like if you have Funimation, cancel it and just go to Crunchyroll because that's where it's all going to be.
Okay, well that's nice.
Yeah,
so, I kind of like that better because like remember how I was telling you like the Funimation did a lot more dubs than Crunchyroll, which we did and go look at it. Crunchyroll doesn't have as many dubs as Funimation does. Yeah.
So hopefully that'll also be nudged over too.
Yeah.
But it could be bad because like I said earlier, a lot of the Crunchyroll originals haven't been that great. And now Crunchyroll has a solid, pretty much, they're the king of anime now. They have the biggest anime platform, streaming service now.
Yeah.
So...
they really need to step their game up with that.
Like, I mean, because when it could help with the Netflix and
what by them failing?
No, Netflix and Hulu. They now that they have to go like originally they were trying to dabble in anime, and because they didn't have a big competition, they were able to come out with some good stuff. Now it's Crunchyroll and it's everything on there, so hopefully maybe they compete with each other a little more.
Maybe.
I'm just worried. But it is nice to have everything there. Like, you don't have to have the two apps to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the Crunchyroll app is pretty ass.
The Crunchyroll or Funimation app?
Crunchyroll.
Okay.
It never seems to get, like, that good quality, like, when you're streaming it.
Oh, okay.
Seems always, like, 1080, maybe a little less. good, really high quality action starts kicking in.
So what you're saying is if I can find it on Hulu, watch it on there first.
Yeah, I mean, I know some people...
I do watch, actually, most of the things that I watch on Hulu. It's on there.
You upset me. but yeah, so I just want to let you know about that, so even more for you to watch now. Mm-hmm. We'll probably find a show or two to watch. If you guys have any suggestions, you know, send it our way.
Yeah, let us know.
TopatoMediaJunkie@gmail.com.
TopatoMediaJunkie.
Junkies.
Get it right, Charlie. They need to know where to send us stuff.
As I said... TopatoesMediaJunkies@gmail.com.
There we go.
Same spelling as the podcast.
Boom.
If you have any suggestions for JJ, because he's still looking for some anime.
Yeah.
I've watched plenty, but, you know, I would like to hear what you guys want to watch. What you guys suggest. Maybe we'll watch a few.
Yeah.
Come back, review it. Talk about it.
I'd be glad to.
But.
Don't shake your head at me.
Later on, we're going to be going out to see Batman. The Batman.
Yeah, The Batman.
And we'll be coming back and doing a little review on that.
You'll have already gotten that episode before this one, most likely, so you know that.
There's going to be some time warping going on. Yeah. You know, you're going to be getting one before the other, but if you haven't seen it yet, by the time this is up, The Batman will be up. Go watch that.
Go check it out. See what we have to say.
No spoilers, obviously, but we'll just give you our quick feel, sort of like we did with the Uncharted movie.
Yeah, we'll be coming hot off the grill.
Did you see the madness with the Uncharted movie? Like, critics absolutely hate it, but fans love it. Like,
Yeah. I mean, it's all over the place. There was a lot of people, like, even fans that didn't enjoy it, which I can see.
Kick hated it.
Yeah, there were some people that are fans of the game that didn't like it, and I could see where you wouldn't like it.
What did your sister, how'd your sister feel about it?
My sister loved it.
All right, so, yeah.
But, like, I think it's the mentality of going into those movies. Like, we went in knowing it was going to be an action movie.
Yeah.
That was, like, an Uncharted umbrella.
Yeah.
With Tom Holland and,
Yeah, I thought they did way better than...
It was good.
And, like, I had had some people sending pictures that were like, oh, look, yeah, Tom Holland, Nathan Drake, they look so alike. And I'm like, you know, it's supposed to be. And then they were, like, making jokes like, oh, we're going to have this person play this person. And, like, having way miscast people.
Oh, you know what?
And I'm like, you do know that it was supposed to be him when he was younger. It's not 30-year-old. Yeah, it's not old Nathan Drake.
This is him, like, just starting out. Yeah. The other thing that I heard some people talking about that had issues with was the character developments of the movie just didn't really... didn't really go anywhere. Everyone was kind of screwing everyone over, they kind of felt like nothing really happened where they, you know, got better or this or that.
People,
but it's
people,
like
they're thieves.
They're thieves, man.
They literally
they're gonna
really
screw
stealing
each other
from
over.
Each other.
Yeah,
it's millions of dollars. I have to betray people for that.
They straight up said they're gonna betray you.
he said, "Don't trust me."
Yeah. They tell you what's going to happen.
In fact, Sully said multiple times not to trust the other person.
Yeah. So anyway, I digress.
The Batman. I do not foresee this being any kind of bad. I'm sure everyone will like it. From the very early reviews I've heard, the action's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fighting scenes are amazing, which that's what... For Batman, I would say that the fighting scenes are everything. I personally like back when he goes a little more detective side, too. You don't get a lot of that in the movies.
Yeah.
When he's being a detective. You usually get Batman kicking people's asses or him showing up questioning people.
Right.
You don't see a lot of the world's greatest detective putting clues together. Crime scene clues together.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Like, that's what was great about the Arkham games. They had a little bit of that mixed
in
there.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
I hope they do a little something with that, but fighting scenes are always great. Even though I hated the movie Batman v Superman, awful, awful movie to me. Just an abomination. But the fighting scenes on that were really good.
I think also for our generation, growing up with the Batman that we have gotten presented to us so far, like in our era, like obviously there were earlier Batmans.
Speak for yourself, youngin.
Well, yeah, I'm
an old man.
I'm like 2 years behind you.
More like five, but...
But still, what I mean is, like, you have a lot of different Batmans to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there have been multiple in our lifetime, right?
And George they all... Clooney Batman.
The best Batman.
Nipple Man!
But there are many different Batmans to choose from that you can really say are your personal favorite. They all bring something very different to the game. None of them are the same.
I've never had a... From all of them, I haven't had really a bad one. Other than George Clooney. But that was even back when superhero movies weren't really taken all that seriously.
No, and specifically Batman was, like, not taken seriously at all. It was all about, like, the, you know, kablam and whatnot.
Well, that's Adam West. You want to go way back.
But I thought they were still even leaning into that.
No, because the first two Batmans were from Tim Burton. They were really dark.
Yeah, yeah.
They were very dark and very serious. That wasn't jokey. There was no blaming and whamming. You want to go nuts? Let's go nuts.
You want to see nuts?
Man electrocuted a guy into a skeleton. Little corny. Very good job, Nicholson. So it was a little corny, but he killed that man and turned him into a skeleton in front of everyone.
Murdered
this man in front of him instead of going plow. Gotcha. But unfortunately, in almost every one of the Batman movies, there was a little bit in the Bale movies where he did a little detectiving, but I don't remember any live-action Batman ever being a detective.
Not hardcore.
No.
I'm hoping maybe they give him a little bit more of that vibe with this, especially being the Riddler. You kind of have a little bit more.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, they have a lot of... I'm so happy to see the Riddler. I love you, Jim Carrey, but he played crazy funny Riddler.
Right, which is good for this that
seems,
scene.
This feels like they're pulling more of a Heath Ledger route with it, where it's like, I could see this guy being a domestic terrorist.
Yeah.
Like, a real psychopath person as a Riddler, not just some cartoon. I'm a guy with a big green question mark on me. Like, it looks like some of the stuff he's doing is, like, Jigsaw-level, like, crazy person.
Oh, like, from Saw?
Jigsaw from Saw, the Saw series.
Oh, yeah, I do remember kind of seeing some of that stuff in the
trailer.
Yeah,
so I'm really hoping that, like, it's kind of a mental game between the two of them.
Hmm.
I'm hoping.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it's tonight.
You'll know before you listen to this podcast if you listen to the one before it.
Did you listen to it yet?
Did you listen to it?
Because I don't think you listened.
I don't think you did. Did they listen to it?
No.
What are you doing? Go listen to it.
Did you know Catwoman was in it? What if you listened?
What if
because we would have told you.
You would have known. Now you look stupid. I'm just kidding. I'm not.
I'm not. But also, I just want to bring up real quick, because we talked about it the other day, and I finally got to him. Been watching a little more Peaky Blinders.
Ah.
Burned through the whole first season and got a few episodes into season 2, where they did introduce Tom Hardy.
Oh, yeah. How good is that?
I didn't realize he was going to be the Jewish mob leader.
I didn't want to give it away.
I don't know why I thought he was going to be some... I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't that. But I love it.
He blew me away. There's like one of his first few scenes. Did he get to the one where he like beat the crap out of that one guy?
I just looked at that.
The other guy and was like, that was your fault.
Yeah. Some guy, you know, they're explaining, all right, you guys do this, you do this, he's in charge, blah, blah, blah. And someone wants to make a joke. Because even I, when the first scene, when very first time you go there, they're talking about bread. He goes, oh, we make bread. We make white bread, brown bread, 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 bread. I'm like, why the fuck are they talking about bread? Is that their like cover? And then they're talking about whiskey.
Yeah, yeah.
So all the people get hired that to take over or to help out. Story stuff. But he goes, huh. One of the guys is like, I don't see any bread around here. Do you guys see bread? And everyone laughs. And then the main Peaky Blinder.
Are you talking about the Peaky Blinder? Yeah, yeah.
Thomas. Mm-hmm. He looks over at Tom Hardy's character and just gives him a nod. Walks over, looks at the guy that was making the joke, and cracks his friend right next to him, right across the jaw with a pipe or a walking stick or something. It looked like it was metal.
Yeah.
But just laid him out one shot, and he's like, he'll wake up. He's not dead. He won't have any teeth. But the last thing he'll remember is your joke. You did this to him. You don't talk. And then he hit him with the old Fight Club. You don't talk about the bread. You don't talk about what your superiors talk about. And let me tell you right now, I'm a fucking sodomite and so are all of you. You're not having sex with Jewish women. Just very good, impactful, lovingly is slightly unhinged, very ripped. Like, you just see the muscles under his, like, he's supposed to be some older Jewish man, but he's just...
And you hear the way he talks, remember I was telling you? It's like super, like, garbled, got cotton balls in his mouth. That's one thing I love about Tom Hardy is he can change his voice like so drastically. Yeah. Like if you listen to that compared to Venom, you'd be like, "What?"
Yeah, he's got good range.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I do love me some Tom Hardy,
but I'm loving the show. I watched the first two episodes and I was like, "Oh, let's sit down and watch the rest." Burned through the other four of that season, then watched two more.
Yeah,
so I got like one night I almost went through like five episodes, each an hour long. So.
And Cillian Murphy, who plays Thomas, like your main Peaky Blinder.
Oh, so good.
He is my favorite actor. He is so fucking good.
Absolutely. And what's his name's really good, too. The famous actor who plays his antagonist in the police force.
Oh, you're from the first season?
Yeah, he's in the second one, too. He gets hurt at the end.
What the heck is his name? He's in Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah. What's his name?
I can't fucking remember names for the life of me. Go on, IMBD that shit.
But it's just the whole show's excellent. I was waiting for it to be over to watch it, which I didn't realize. There's another season coming out?
Yeah, there's another season coming out. They confirmed it and
it's
being recorded.
It's the final season. They said it's the final season.
So I think that'll be five in total, because I think there's four.
No, it's season six, I think.
All right, well, whatever the previous season was, do you know who Adrian Brody is?
Yeah.
Okay, he plays one of the best characters in Peaky Blinders, which is saying a lot because there's, like, so many characters in it, but he does, like, a old mafia style, like, New York mafia style voice, like, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Like, Godfather type thing, but he, like, puts his own spin on it so it doesn't feel like he's ripping right off of the Godfather. Oh my god, what a fucking badass, man.
I have a problem with Agent Brody.
Why?
I don't even have a problem with him. He was just very horribly miscast in something.
No,
this is going way, way, way back, during the Predators movie.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
He was the main character of the Predators movie, which, in itself, not a bad thing. He wasn't that bad in it. I read the script. I've always been big into Predators and Aliens, got all the comics, got all the novelizations of the comics and movies and books. Like, they actually came out with novels. All of them excellent. Reading the script, they casted him as a Arnold Schwarzenegger type. And you could tell from the scenes that he's in where he's got his shirt off and he's kind of like just... It said in the script, Arnold Schwarzenegger looking character. Same muscles and everything. And I look at Adrian Brody.
What a stark
difference. And I'm like,
difference.
What the fuck is that? That is not what I was told. And then he acts like him when he takes his shirt off, tries to go mano-a-mano.
Yeah, no, that's not his style.
And I haven't watched anything else really with him in it.
He's really, really good.
I've heard he's
like,
good.
He's a very, very good actor.
Can't get over his nose.
I'll tell you right now, when you see him in the show, I think it'll completely wipe that out.
Because that
character that he plays is so fucking good in Peaky Blinders that it should just overshadow.
Sam Neill. Thank plays you. The police opposite of Thomas.
Yeah, yeah.
I like him a lot. Just, he claims to be very, like, I'm doing it for the law, for the good,
mm-hmm.
sleeping with hookers, and he's just a clearly bitter person, he's got a vendetta.
Yeah. He's a really shifty person in that. But he does very good.
Peaky Blinders, man, though. I was sleeping on it, and I'm glad I'm watching it now.
Me and Ant have been telling you for years
that
it's really that good. It's a quality show. I will say there's going to be one season coming up where you feel like it's a lot slower.
I don't mind slow.
You'll see what I mean. Just get through it. You'll be fine. It's not their best season, but there is like a lot of stuff going on. You'll see what I'm talking about when you get to it.
Because I'm the type who doesn't mind. Like, I have a lot of friends. You know plenty of them.
Mm-hmm.
Who, if there's not some action shit going on, God, this sucks. I can enjoy a good character. I mean, even when things go slow, I'll make it through it. Mm-hmm. You know, just keep watching. You don't judge a thing just because one thing went bad. Unless it's like constantly shit, or if they fuck up an ending. Game of Thrones.
I don't know what I'm talking about. My heart.
But I am enjoying it a lot. Once again, if you guys have any shows to suggest, any other thing else like Peaky Blinders, I'd like me some mafia shows. TomatoesMediaJunkies@gmail.com.
There you go. You got it.
Got it. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
But I just wanted to bring that up. I think that might do it. Huh? How long have we been recording? About an hour?
Yeah.
Good amount of time. I think that we'll put it here.
Yeah.
We'll come back. Maybe we'll do something else.
We'll be back tonight to record the Batman review.
If we have anything else, we might drop another little episode, you know. We'll see. Sometimes we might just have some random things drop.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
If we got something that we thought about while we're off air, then maybe we'll come back to it.
A little present, a little gift, you know.
Yeah.
A little something for those. Listen out. I love you.
Whoa. Moving a little fast.
Oh, I love all of our fans. Everyone listening, I love you. I would die for you.
Thank you, you Topeta Heads.
Thanks, Topeta Heads.
Appreciate it.
All right. But with that, anything you would like to say to these fine
no,
people?
No. Other than I bid you adieu.
Goodbye.
Bye.